You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That man told you should have went in there and kept your mouth closed.
Gunna applied for bail 90 times. They denied him every time until you said what we needed you to say. And now you can leave.
Boy, we got Gunna, one of the biggest rappers, goddammit, done agreed to cooperate and stood before the court and said, Your Honor, I'm going to make this clear. Y'all a gang, right? Yes, ma'am. And you did wrong, right? Yes, ma'am. What anybody else can say that's in the game?
When Young Thug was pleading his case to be released from jail, he had a few conditions. But among his most unexpected was his request that he would be able to work with the YSL signee Gunna once more.
As well as Mr. Sergio Kitchens. He's a phenomenal artist. He goes performer known as Gunna. Mr. Williams and Mr. Kitchens are contractually obligated and they frequently perform music.
This had the world shook because ever since his protege got out of prison, it seems like the whole crew has outcasted him from his decision to take a deal, leading him to be labeled as a snitch. But while it seemed like Thugger wanted to patch things up when they were in the courtroom, it appears that now, as he's back in the outside world, King Slime isn't so willing to let bygones be bygones. So today, we're diving deep into the events that led Young Thug to turn his back on a friend he once held so close. As Young Thug finally emerged from behind the walls of the county jail, the news that he went out of his way to mention his desire to continue to work with YSL's most profitable artist other than himself had people looking at him a little differently. In fact, they felt that hip-hop culture owed him a collective apology. They even allowed themselves to get excited about the prospect of the Young Stoner Life artists collaborating once more. New music from these two after all the BS going on with them would be crazy. But after that initial jolt of excitement, the newly free Thugger was about to let the world know that he wasn't rocking with him in a way that they assumed. This was made extremely evident in a tweet by Thug, who wrote, "Gunna, stop acting like we friends on the internet. I don't know you, my guy." When you consider how Thug used to view him, this is a drastic shift.
It's my brother, like, he signed to me, but it's like, it's not even about a signature. This is my real brother. It's my real little brother. I took him in. We had a big homie named Troop. I used to have a gambling problem. He was my gambling buddy. His name is Troop. He gambled his life away. And he brought Gunna to me, like, "Hey, I want you to take them under your wing. And, like, these my little boys. I really raised them. Take them under your wings. Make sure they okay." But Gunna been around me like 6-7 years. He in some of my old videos, y'all won't even know it's him. Like, just I'm just shooting videos.
So that relationship isn't artist, label owner. That's, yeah.
I never received $1 from him.
For those hoping that Gunna would be welcomed back to Thug's good graces, this was a harsh reality check. But for those who wanted to see Thug stand on business, this was just what they wanted to see. However, within an instant, the post was gone, with some speculating he was hacked. And if not, he'd probably claim he was just to ensure that it couldn't be seen as a violation of his strict parole conditions. And sure, that might have been the case if it weren't for the fact that Thug had already made it known that when it comes to snitches, he has a zero tolerance policy. Because he's already risked his freedom to put informants on notice when he tweeted this shortly after coming home from jail. Wham, let's drop one on these rats, Peter. With that, Thugger let it be known that he didn't have any intention of forgiving those that he believed to have cooperated. And according to DJ Academics, this certainly included Gunna. I've been told y'all, Thug told Dirk, Baby, and a few other rappers that Gunna was no good while he was incarcerated. Meaning, it ain't no way he can come back and justify rocking with Gunna when he told them not to rock with Gunna when he was locked. He didn't stop there, as Academics then divulged some details from inside YSL's camp about Thug's jail era album, Business's release, and how it was intended to mess with Gunna. Thug originally wanted to drop on Gunna's release date and was gonna have Baby and Dirk as features. Those features didn't end up on his project, but he literally sent a message to them saying, "I don't fuck with him, and I wanna drop on his date." Still predict Young Thug to say he was hacked in a few, but how many times he gonna tell y'all that he doesn't fuck with Gunna before y'all believe it? Well, for now, Thug hasn't claimed ownership of the post, but he hasn't denied it either. As for Gunna fans, this is terrible news. After over a year of their guy being dragged and pushed out of hip-hop's inner circle, anything short of him standing side by side with Thug would just prove that he can't shake the reputation that got him tangled in these accusations, even while he's out there on the red carpet.
Gunna want it, man. You can't be in the city doing all that ratting and shit, rat ass nigga.
What? But although his feelings seem clear, why does Thug feel this way? And is there any way for Gunna to ever have YSL look at him as more than just a cash cow ever again? Back in December of 2022, the hip-hop world was rocked by the news that the man who once said he was never gonna be the one to turn on my brother when police got us detained on songs like Lemonade had taken a plea to get out of the YSL RICO indictment. And in the process, it looked like he might have thrown his label boss under the bus.
Please state after each statement whether or not you agree or acknowledge that the statements are true.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I became affiliated with YSL around 2016. Is that true as it pertains to you, Mr. Kitchens?
Yes, ma'am.
YSL is a music label and a gang, and you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the gang.
Yes, ma'am.
You were present when law enforcement officers stopped a vehicle in which you were present along with Jeffrey Williams, wherein hydrocodone, methamphetamines, and a firearm were recovered. These items did not belong to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Almost as soon as the video hit the internet, supporters of Thug and fellow rappers were outraged. Initially, there was an intense online debate over whether Gunna actually snitched. The debate stemmed over his decision to enter an Alford plea, which essentially meant that he admitted there was enough evidence to convict him without directly admitting guilt. Any information from Gunna could not be used against Thug in court to support his incarceration. But for others, it was clear as day that what he did was snitching.
Is Gunna a snitch?
You goddamn right you heard when that judge say, "Gunna, you in the gang?" He said, "Yes, Your Honor."
One of the many pushing this narrative was none other than hip-hop's most infamous snitch, Tekashi 6ix9ine. After essentially getting blackballed from the entire industry after he was exposed for being a fake blood and ratted out the entire 9 Trey Bloods gang to avoid over 40 years in prison, Tekashi was heated when he saw that Gunna wasn't receiving the same treatment from the hip-hop community.
Did they say, "Yes, and we are a gang"? They denied that. So Sergio Fat Ass Kitchens went in that courtroom and admitted.
Stop playing with Gunna, man.
Nah, I'm dead ass, stop. Nigga. Till he went into that courtroom, the judge said, YSL is a gang and a record label. YSL committed crimes in furtherance of the gang to whatever, whatever. Is that correct, Mr. Kitchens? What did he say?
Yes, ma'am.
So he just implicated YSL being a gang. So now his fat ass is home, right? All the people who's locked up, like Jeffrey, like Young Thug, now he can't go with that defense. He can't go with the defense of saying, "I'm a record label." Your man just copped out, went home, told open court, told the court, told the judge, told the DA, yes, it is a game, nigga. It's a fucking game.
However, in the eyes of Charleston White, Tekashi and Gunna snitching allegations are completely different.
He a goddamn Mexican that wore rainbow color hair. How the fuck he get over here with these blood gang member killers? He ain't did nothing wrong. Tekashi 9, boy, he did what anybody should do when you come from where he come from. He didn't grow up with y'all. Y'all was kidnapping him, doing him how we do white boys. Y'all was fucking his baby mama. So when the feds get him and they say, hey, listen, and they on the phone saying, yeah, nigga, I'm over here with his baby mama right now, fucking shit out the bitch, and we set him up to be robbed. I'm supposed to be loyal to y'all?
Others, like Tony Yayo, literally said that Gunna's career was going to be over after this.
Yeah, the film in court came out, and, you know, of course his lawyer wrote that. He didn't write that. His lawyer probably wrote that. But now in these days, when you got the camera, it just looked like, you know, they're going to say, you pushing please. We ain't fucking with Gunna. Because, I mean, in this business, if you turn into a rat, it's kind of like career's over. I would have rather sat a little longer, because I was only in there for a year. I would have sat a little longer than coming out to what the internet do to you.
Yeah, because
that's just my opinion. Yeah.
As the internet caught wind, some went out of their way to make an entire compilation video of all the times that Gunna swore he would never snitch on all of his songs.
Never gonna be the one turning my brother when police just got a detain.
Cap.
Paint time, baseline committed.
Cap.
Bloodhound, cold heart criminal.
Cap.
Wait a minute.
Technically, Young Thug should have saw this coming, as Gunna once played a major role in helping Crime Stoppers after snitching on his cousin, which he had to address on so many occasions.
Well, talk to me, Gunna. Talk to me about this Crime Stopper video that everybody's circulating. They trying to use that against you. What was that about?
I don't know what the fuck that's about. Crime Stopper, well, I ain't never stop a crime. Never.
So that's not even you on that video?
Yes, that's me, but that wasn't on no Crime Stopper. I don't know what the hell nigga thinking about, because I wasn't in no case or nothing. So nigga even like just saying like, oh, you snitched on who? I was never in no case. See what I'm saying? But you know, niggas, it be that go back to the internet shit. I don't really be feeding into it, because motherfucker don't know. I'm really from the street. Where I'm from, like, if you snitch, bro, this shit isn't paperwork. This shit is a document.
As the situation heated up and the hip-hop community began weighing in, Gunna and his legal team quickly shifted their focus to controlling the damage. There is no allegation that he committed any act of violence, they remarked. There is no allegation that he ever sold any drugs. There is no allegation that he ever committed any acts relating to obstruction of justice or interfering with the administration of justice. Gunna did not snitch to get out of jail, they added in a separate statement. He said nothing and is not cooperating. His plea statement cannot be used in court against any other defendant. So please stop spreading lies. Likewise, Gunna did whatever he could to differentiate what he had done from snitching. In a statement, he said, "While I have agreed to always be truthful, I want to make it perfectly clear that I have not made any statements, have not been interviewed, have not cooperated, have not agreed to testify or be a witness for or against any party in the case, and have no intention on being involved in the trial process in any way." From then on, he tested the waters even further by making his return to Instagram and swearing his allegiance to Slime, writing, "Acting like they switching to a side, but it's only one side. #YSLTheLabel, #FreeThugAndYak, Gunna back." But despite his assurances, the network around Thug were not hearing it. Sure, there were some people who heard him out, such as Thug's sister, Dolly White.
Can y'all please stop saying that people ready and people decent that, like, it's not making anybody better. It's not making nothing be good, bro. Like, nothing that's going on is not making, it's not helping my brother. So can y'all please stop that? Can y'all please stop? If y'all love Gunna, then y'all give him support. What y'all over there doing? Y'all tripping.
But for the most part, both hip-hop and YSL rejected him. Making axe claims that Thugger put the word out to major figures in the industry seemed to hold weight. First, there was blowback from Thug's brother Unfoon, who took to Instagram to say, "All that internet shit, not P." He wrote, using Gunna's signature P emoji, before adding, "I'm being humble with you." For anyone unfamiliar, P is a slang term that Gunna popularized in his song Pushin' P. Then, their sister and fellow YSL signee, Hydora, unfollowed Gunna, signaling to many that Thug was truly cutting ties. Particularly when Lil Got It, and otherwise El Saini, let Gunna know how he felt, dropping a song titled Don't Call Me Twin shortly after he came home. As for YSL's upper management, they weren't exactly silent either. YSL Mondo, the co-owner of the label, let the world know that he didn't agree with what Gunna did.
Boy, you didn't supposed to do that, my brother. Even though I didn't be talking about it, everybody who got common sense, everybody who's been in the streets, no, you did not. But you don't do no like that, my brother. I ain't gonna need hoes, bro. Bro, I always said, bro, he was a good, genuine, he was everybody around him.
From there, a steady stream of artists who once had been collaborators of both Gunna and Thugs continued to draw the line in the sand. For instance, on 21 Savage's dedication to Thug on Letter to My Brother, he took aim at Wanna, spitting,
I can't kick it with your kind like I tore my meniscus. How you go from co-defending to a fucking witness?
Then, even one of Gunna's closest friends and longtime rhyming partners in Lil Baby took aim too in a snippet that released. And he didn't stop there. During a live show, his DJ played the intro to their iconic track, Drip Too Hard, only for Lil Baby to shut it down on the grounds that Gunna was an informant. And while this likely stung a little, people figured that Gunna had probably risen above this kind of drama.
Like, it's sad that that's where they at. Both them dudes is heat. Wish we could get more, but fuck it. I don't know if Gunna loses sleep over this.
I don't think he loses an ounce of sleep at all over this at all. Especially when your music is doing what it's doing still. Your shows did what they did. You ain't miss a beat.
As touched on in a previous video I did on Gunna's post-jail career, he hasn't been deterred by what went down. Since his release after taking a plea deal and essentially snitching on someone he once called his brother, Gunna defied all odds as he continued to feed his fans while racking up successful albums in the process. On top of that, he did it without the help of those artists who used to slide by for a feature on a regular basis. But being that he's from Atlanta, it must have hurt knowing that the biggest artists from there weren't siding with him anymore. As even Future took shots on tracks like Allure, where he said, and Dirk declaring, what happened to Virgil he probably gonna tell, referring to his song with Gunna, it's obvious that some bridges have been burnt, which can't be rebuilt without King Slime's say-so. And unfortunately for Gunna, Thug himself has thrown shade. On track Hellcat Kenny from Business is Business, Thug took aim at the informants in all forms. Most of my slimes, they loyal, I ain't even gotta look, turning my back. Some of these slimes out here, they be rat. But while Thug didn't say names, even Young Thug's kids dissed Gunna, claiming that he's gonna get smoked if he leaves LA in a track which emerged online. Still, not everyone in the Williams family is against him. At every opportunity, Thug's dad Jeffrey Williams Sr. has come to Gunna's defense and said that what he did has no negative impact on his son's journey to freedom.
How do you feel about Gunna?
I love Gunna.
See, that's the thing, people don't understand the relationship. They got this thing saying that Gunna's a rat and he's done this and done that.
Let me try to help the attorney clarify that a little simpler. Gunna hasn't done anything whatsoever that can hurt us on this case.
And he didn't stop there. Whenever the subject comes up, he's uncorked a scathing opinion of rappers who diss Gunna without doing anything to actively help out Thug beyond talking online at times.
How do you feel about Lil Baby throwing shots at Gunna for his plea deal?
He need to shut the fuck up, cause he don't know what's going on. He's going off of what he heard. Ask Lil Baby, have he ever came to a court date? See, that's what I want y'all to ask these goddamn rappers and these bloggers with this old snitch shit and this. When have y'all went to a court date to support Slime? However you want to name it. Go on their social media pages and say, why in the haven't you been at the courthouse to support your dude? And I guarantee you won't get an answer. So that's how I feel. Everybody that hasn't been there needs to shut the fuck up about Gunna.
As for Gunna himself, he has defended himself on wax whenever possible. On the track Bread and Butter, for example, he let the world know that he was still putting in hours for YSL even when he was getting hate from all sides. Hunna wanna go and do work, bring you the damn profit. Hustled on my own, I always did know how to sell product. Every rapper speaking on my name could have some real problems. We are not the same, ain't in my lane. I got my own column. And he hasn't been afraid to diss others too, claiming, these rap boys need more streams. Heard he put my name on wax. You wouldn't even believe, I ain't even had to watch my back. It's them really talking. How you think we done got snatched? At times, he's even addressed what Thug was going through directly, like on the track I Was Just Thinking. In that song, he tried to talk about his incarcerated mentor the only way he knew how. That's four walls talking to you, telling you you gone. Only I done cry cause it's feeling for my bro. And you know my mind, you done watched that dude grow. I know you hear the lies, it's your little brother, my folk. Yeah, I had popped out, but don't let him say I told. Even on his latest album, 2024 is One of One, he kept letting Thug and others know that there were no hard feelings on his part. Such as the track Bittersweet, where he says, "Shit's been rough, but I ain't too tough to say I love and miss you. You my dog, I don't care if we fall out. I can never diss you. My fans coming through for me, you think they entitled? Thinking about the crew again, could we reunite them?" On the same project, it seemed like there was a positive step forward when he got his first collab with an Atlanta rapper since The Trial, when Offset teamed up with him on Prada Dem. And with a fellow trap icon by his side, he took the opportunity to let the world know that he wasn't an informant once more, declaring, "I set the trend, I'm a trendsetter. I'm not a rat, still getting cheddar." And for all intents and purposes, the evidence all suggests that he truly isn't a rat. At least not according to Kodak Black's lawyer, Bradford Cohen, who has also gone out of his way to try and save his reputation and said that he shouldn't be treated alongside other notable snitches. As he explained on Instagram, in Gunna's case, his plea only affects the defense of Young Thug if he was to blame Gunna for drugs in the car. Other than that, the statement doesn't come into trial. Now, versus 6ix9ine, that was full on testifying against co-defendants and against others in the industry. Again, not saying what's right or wrong, but there is a distinct difference in the two situations. Despite everything, it looks like Gunna still can't catch a break. But what's clear is that he won't go out quietly. In interviews, he's maintained that he's not just a member of the roster, but that the whole thing has been blown out of proportion at every turn. I definitely feel like everybody's been misled. When you're being misled, you got a choice to follow or make your own decisions. And that's what's being shown right now. You're being a follower or you're being neutral to be like, "I don't know what's their business or what they really got going on." Every time he does an interview, the subject crops up and Gunna lets it be known that he's still on the label.
"I'm still signed to YSL. I'm still providing, like, we still pushing, like, no paperwork has been changed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whatever's been getting and how we've been pushing this shit, it's still going."
And over time, it seemed like they were maybe warming back up to him. Before Thug said that he wanted to be able to work with him, YSL Mondo changed his tune too, and even apologized for his role in vilifying Gunna.
"I ain't had to go on the internet and just bash him out like that, you feel what I'm saying? Even though, hey man, I said what I said, I can't take it back. It's done, and hey man, I gotta just, it is what it is." But
during an interview, he even showed that they had been conversing again.
"When I got out, I DM'd him, and we talked, you feel what I'm saying? So it ain't like it was just something I just randomly did. It was already on my mind, slick, you feel what I'm saying? It was on some shit like that."
But with Thug allegedly reaffirming that Gunna was to be kept out in the dark, it's led people to wonder why he fought to work with him in the first place. Well, in that sense, Boosie has an explanation, and it really all comes down to the fact that there's money to be made.
"And Nate, they already said Thug Gunna was a rat when he ratted on about his cousin shit. So Thugger was like me, he thinking, man, I know this nigga ain't like that, but this nigga can rap. I'm finna get this fucking money. Sometime we fuck it up like that, taking off our street shit, trying to chase that bag, and that's what he do. He knew that nigga wasn't built like that."
This ties into Academics' intel on what was going down, as he said it was all about the label, not about rekindling their friendship. Thug had to carve out communicating with Gunna in the plea deal because there's biz still to be done. He has Gunna in contracts that aren't completed. If he was barred from having any communication with Gunna, that would have gave Gunna a legal out in trying to get out of the deal. The whole thing has the world confused, because although he wants to reap the rewards of his musical career, Thug is still applying the rules of the streets to his viewpoint on Gunna. Basically, he wants the best of both worlds. And the whole thing has people wondering if the growth that Thug spoke about as he was preparing to exit jail was just lip service. The more Thug talks, the more I feel like he hasn't learned from the situation. Thug going back to jail with that mentality. While Thug seems intent on keeping Gunna in his place, the rapper maintains that everything is all good. Or at least he does publicly. Because in a response to Thug's tweet about how they weren't friends, Gunna's brother clapped back and let it be known that he didn't like Thug anymore either. Trust and believe, the feeling is mutual. Left without his chosen family in the ATL rap scene, his brother's words echo Gunna's recent focus on reconnecting with his own flesh and blood.
"Family means everything to me because it started with family, like, before friends. You know what I'm saying? Before the neighborhood, before the world. You know what I mean? So, like, family is everything.
And now that the street talk can't hit like it used to, he's also moving into a new realm musically that's removed from the streets.
I might do this love album. I might do, like, not all just love songs, but just a pocket of songs that's just, like, just more intimate songs. Like, I think that's going to be the next album for me.
At the moment, it seems like there are no signs of reconciliation with Thug and Gunna. The minute that Gunna admitted that YSL was a gang, his career was permanently altered. And with it, some of the personal and professional relationships that were once so important to him. Because now, Thug has been posted up in the studio with familiar faces like Travis Scott, Future, and Lil Baby. All the while, Gunna, the man that he allegedly fought to record again with once more while in front of the judge, was not to be seen. But while Thugger is getting back to business in rapid fashion, his dad still feels there's bigger issues than Gunna, with Big Jeff blasting those artists who stayed away from the courthouse and are now flocking back to Thug's side.
We got everybody, all these rappers, and everybody trying to find Young Thug. They want to talk to Young Thug. They want to diss that and other. Where your ass been for 29 months? Why y'all ass ain't been out there protesting for his constitutional rights being violated? Y'all are the ones considered to be the influencers. Ain't influencing shit.
If the Fulton County DA's intention was to disrupt YSL, then they definitely managed to do so. The only problem is that the main person who lost out was a man who seems to have been a victim of hip-hop's unwavering approach to alleged informants. And beyond that, the fans who have been robbed of a partnership that looks like it'll never be the same ever again.